Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Danny McKittrick and his wife Haruna and their four children are serving U.S. military families in Japan. And let me also add, and they reach Japanese people too, but they say, greetings from Yokota Air Base in Tokyo, Japan. Thank you for your prayers and financial support. We eclipsed the 12-year mark of being on the field this past June. Now that's a testimony to the grace of God and to the prayers of His people. We count it a tremendous privilege to be your missionaries to the United States military here in Yokota. Thank you for your faithful support. Let me just add, it's not in their letter, but they're sent out of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Radford, Virginia. Well, that church can't all go to Japan, but out of that church, God sent a family, the McKittricks, and they're doing a great job there. And Brother Danny mentions, in our last prayer letter, we mentioned that we would be passing out 3,000 gospel fans at the Yokota Air Base Friendship Festival and ask you to pray that we'd see some fruit from this effort. And well, we had over a dozen people show up on that Saturday. We met at the church at 0800, had prayer, loaded up our backpacks with gospel fans and headed out to the streets. Within 35 minutes, we had passed out every last fan. Now, not a single visitor came to church that next day as a recipient of one of the fans, but on Monday, Haruna noticed the Japanese woman knocking at the front door of the church, and our house is right beside the church building. So Haruna went out to talk to her, and the rest is a wonderful story, which I now relate. This woman lived in Kyoto, and her family owned a sushi restaurant. She had recently been seeking to find out who the true God was. And after a careful consideration of the world's religions, she decided that American Christianity was probably the true faith. Although she lives in Kyoto, she had made the trip up to Fusa to attend the Friendship Festival. And while she was waiting in line to enter the festival, she received a Yokota Baptist Church gospel fan. She read it and thought she should come to church that Sunday, but she did not follow through. But then on Monday, feeling that this may be her last opportunity to find the truth, she made her way to the church to see if there was any hope for her. And it just so happened that as she was knocking on the church door, Haruna was in our laundry room and happened to see this woman. After talking to her, hearing her story, they went inside the church, and Haruna was able to lead her to the Lord Jesus Christ. We serve a gracious God, and I say a great amen to that. And it's wonderful to hear how God works to bring people to Himself. Now, think about the timing of all of those events, and you'll arrive at the truth of 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I also can hear the words of our Lord Jesus, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. There are lost souls all over this globe, and you and I have the truth. May we do all that we can to get the truth to those that sit in darkness. And perhaps God is calling you to the mission field. Thank you again for praying for us. And your listener, maybe you're like this lady that Haruna met, seeking for truth. And it's not American Christianity, it's faith in the Christ who died on the cross and was buried and rose again and ascended on high, who can save you.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.